It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. Governor Hickenlooper was in Montrose yesterday to sign a bill allocating funds for water conservation. Most of the money went to continuing projects, but some money was set aside for a new idea for Colorado, underground water storage. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Back in 2002, a massive drought hit Colorado. The scare moved the state legislature to action and ordered an inventory of Colorado's water. James Eklund is the executive director for the Colorado Water Conservation Board, the group that collected all that data.
And we projected, based on that data, a 560,000 acre-foot gap between supply and demand statewide that will manifest itself or could manifest itself by 2050.
A shortfall of over 500,000 acre-feet could be catastrophic. It's a supply and demand issue, he says, and while conservation can help with demand, one idea for reinforcing the state's water supply is to put it back into the ground. It's already being done in Arizona.
What they don't need for that particular year, they sock it away underground using pumps. Australia does some of this, and Israel, my understanding, does some of this technology too.
He says the western slope could have several areas that would be prime spots for more storage. With this new funding, they'll start investigating the area and hopefully avert a future water crisis. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Two companies have announced that they are going to stop offering health insurance through the state exchange and individual market. The decision will affect more than 20,000 Coloradans. Starting next year, United Healthcare and Humana will stop offering individual insurance but may offer other group plans. Vincent Plymel is with the Colorado Division of Insurance.
United Healthcare and Humana, both on and off the exchange, were not really big players in the individual market. Their bread and butter really is in the small group and certainly in the large group market. So the impact shouldn't be very large for Colorado consumers.
Plymel says coverage will continue for people enrolled in those plans through the end of the year, and those affected should receive cancellation notices in July. Colorado lawmakers wrapped up their four-month-long legislative session Wednesday. Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about the highs and lows as part of our Capitol conversation.
I'm joined by Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Ed, what stood out to you?
What stood out to me about this session was a common realization at the start of the session of the crucial issues that this state is facing between its incredibly congested highways, the skyrocketing unaffordable price of housing, and some other issues. Everyone realized this, and 120 days went by, and nothing was done on them. It was, to me, one of the biggest policy fail sessions I have ever covered.
Ed's been here not quite as long as I have, but he's been here a while, and so he knows what he's talking about, and that's true. But I've seen more do-nothing sessions than this one. They did get some stuff done, mostly just minor. And it's sort of the nature of having a split session when you have one party in charge of one chamber and another party in charge of the other. In some ways, you know, that's a good thing because, you know, you have a legislature that doesn't do too much, as we've seen in the past with, you know, one party in charge of both sides and the governor's office. So they did get some things done. A lot of it was really stupid. Hunting while wearing pink, a public lands day to honor our public lands. I mean, it's a day which nobody even gets paid extra for. There were some other things that they did finally get through. I mean, you know, the beer and wine in grocery stores, that was a huge thing. Rain barrels, even though people were already doing it, they were doing it illegally. So there were some smaller stuff. So I wouldn't walk away and say it was entirely a do-nothing legislative session. But Ed's right, on the bigger policy issues, no, they didn't get there. And a lot of that had to do with pressures from outside of the Capitol, not so much inside. In an election year in the legislature, it's always hard to separate the politics from the policy, and that's what both sides ends up doing way more than they should, and things just don't get done that they could get done.
Ed, do you agree that it was factors outside of the building that played the biggest role?
That was a big part of it. It was interesting talking to former Senate Minority Leader Mike Kopp recently, and he said, you know, politics always plays a part in it, but we've never seen a politics like we're seeing this year, this kind of populist, untrusting, uncompromising stance that we're seeing in the presidential primaries. And that pervaded the thinking of the legislative leaders here more than we've seen in past years. That said, I think one of the real interesting things was on all the major issues that we're talking about here, road funding, the hospital provider fee, affordable housing, construction defects reform, all of these crashed on day 119 of the 120-day session. Now, what does that mean? That means they did spend the time talking about this. That means people really went to the mat and said, we've got to do something. And yet they still couldn't come up with even a single one of these major issues to pass. I mean, I think you have to walk away from this saying, how does this change? And it's been interesting talking to legislative leaders in kind of the postmortem here. And the general message is, well, it changes in the election. It's all about we've got to get our people into office in order to change this. I haven't heard that as much in recent years. That seems to be almost this very new, I'm sorry, there's nothing left for us to talk about. We just need to bring our own people in attitude.
And part of the problem is that, yes, they were talking about various issues, but they weren't listening. And I think Senator Raleigh Heath actually said it very well, from the Democrat from Boulder said it very well, when the two sides can't even agree on the what it is that government should be doing, what are the issues that they should be addressing, so that you can never get to the how to fix these things, how to do these things.
Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.